It is more than 6 months since is it working? Since I came to Dasaha, and I was very much impressed of your practice at this time. And I'm now thinking about, you know, not thinking about, but the actual feeling I have now, you know, and some prospect for the future, future life of Dasaha. I feel something great, and I want to talk, you know, a little bit about my feeling and my hope. I don't know if you have actual feeling of true practice. I don't know, because, you know, why I say so is because I didn't know when I was practicing Zazen, even though I was practicing Zazen when I was young. I didn't know exactly what it was. But although I had some feeling of practice, but you know, it was pretty difficult to to talk about the feeling I had. But now, you know, the feeling I had makes some sense right now, for me, right now. But at that time, it doesn't make much sense, although I had some feeling. And sometime I was very much impressed by the practice, by our practice at AKG or some other monasteries. Or when I see some great teachers listening to their teacher, I was very much impressed. But it was difficult to organize that kind of experience. To put some order in those experiences. Maybe because I wanted to put some order, you know, it was not possible. Best way is to have full experience and to have full feeling in every practice. Then that is, you know, that was our way. But maybe it is true with you. Why we couldn't satisfy our practice is one reason. I didn't. I thought I did my best, but I didn't, you know, enough effort for our practice. That is one. And another reason was because, you know, I wanted to I wanted to put order. You know. People say step ladder. Step ladder Zen, you know. Actually, we are talking about enlightenment and practice is one. But still, actually, my practice at least was stepbrother practice. You know, I understand this much. And next year, I thought I understand a little bit more, That kind of practice doesn't make much sense. Maybe after you try, stepbrother practice, you may realize that was a mistake. This morning, when Tatsugami Roshi was giving Kusen, when we are practicing Zazen. I cannot explain you literally what he said, but our Zazen is if we don't fear some actual feeling of practice, some warm, deep satisfaction in your practice. That is not practice. Even though you sit with right posture, trying to have right posture, following your breathing, and following all the instruction which was given to you. But maybe still, it is empty. Why it is empty, Zazen is. You are just following instruction, following form of practice. And you are following what the way you should do, even though you are counting, you are not kind enough with yourself. That was the point of Tatsunami Roshi's Kusen this morning. You should be very kind, with yourself. Not just count your breathing to avoid your thinking mind, but to take best care of your breathing. There's big difference. Even though you are following breathing, just to follow your breathing doesn't make sense. If you, if you are very kind with your breathing, then one after another, you will have, refreshed, warm feeling in your Zazen. Perhaps, we are not kind enough with our practice. We understand that our practice is, still we understand, our practice by following some instruction. Or if you only follow the instruction given by someone, some teacher, then you will have good zazen. But it is not so. How you follow? What follow the instruction is, you know, of why you have instruction is how you are able to be kind with yourself. That is the purpose of instruction. If you don't feel Buddha's mercy in instruction, and if you don't feel, you know, Buddha's mercy on your form and breathing, you know, and take care of your practice, then there's no warm feeling in it, and it is not, you know, well satisfied. You should be satisfied with your, fully satisfied with your, you know, practice. Or you should be very kind with yourself. When you are very kind with yourself, naturally you will, you know, feel satisfaction. You know, a mother may take care of her children, you know, even though she has no idea of how to make her baby happy, you know. But still, what she should do, she is doing for his mother is to, you know, to make her laugh or to make her, baby, you know, happy. In that way, if you take care of your posture and your breathing, you know, there should be some warm feeling in it. And when you have warm feeling in your practice, that is actual good example of great mercy of Buddha. If you practice, you know, this way, whether you are a priest or a monk or a layman, you know, you have actual practice which will help your everyday life, which will be extended to your everyday life. When you do something, you take utmost care, you know, of what you do. Then you feel good. So we say, you know, you are, you know, rather something on or in what you do. For instance, you know, as Tozan Daishi said, Tozan Ryokai Daiwashi, you know, you recite his name every morning. And Tatsumi Roshi bowed, you know. When Tatsumi Roshi bowed, all the patriarchs, you recite their name. And Tozan Ryokai Daiwashi, he, you know, attained, it is difficult to say for, you know, when he attained enlightenment. So he attained enlightenment so many times. So we cannot say, you know, when, but when he was, you know, crossing the river, he saw himself in the river. And he said, don't, you know, try to figure out what is you. If you try to figure out what is you, what you will understand will be far away from you. You will not have even an image of yourself. Don't try to do so. But you, actually you, are rather in the river. You may say that is just shadow, or that is just, you know, reflection of yourself, not me. You may say so. But if you carefully, you know, if you see with warm-hearted, you know, feeling, that is you. You think you are very warm-hearted, but when you try to understand how warm I am, even by temperature, thermometer, you cannot measure you. Actually. But when you see yourself in the mirror or water with warm feeling, that is actually you. And whatever you do, you are there rather than here. If this side of the monks are, doing something, and the other side of the monks doing some other thing. What what Manjushri is doing? When you do something, there is Manjushri actually. There you is there. You don't have to seek for where is Manjushri and what is he doing. If you actually, you know, good practice in your everyday life, there is practice and there is Manjushri and there is true you, you know, real you. So don't seek for, don't say Manjushri is here or there. Right, in the middle of the gender. It is actually, you know, there, when you do things with warm heart, by your warm hearted mind. That is actual practice. That is how you take care of things. That is how you talk with people. So there's many ways, you know, because we are, some of you are priests, some of you are laymen, and some of you are married priests, and some you are not married priests. But our practice is same, not different. Those who are not married and priest may, you know, have their own, his own way, you know, to go. Those who are not married, have already married, they have their own way. They have their own way of extending our practice to everyday life. So although our situation is different, but, you know, practice is just one. Manjushri is actually one. But even though he is one, but he is everywhere. And with everyone. And with things what you do. Whatever practice you are involved in, there is Manjushri. But secret is not to forget. The master, true master of Buddha, who takes care of everything. If we lose this point, you know, it does, whatever you do, it doesn't make any sense. Tathagata Roshi put emphasis on warm heart, warm zazen. If you practice zazen, you feel very warm. Even though it is cold, but you should feel some warm feeling in your practice. That is, you know, the warm feeling we have in our practice is, in other words, you know, enlightenment. Or Buddha's mercy, Buddha mind. It is not matter of just counting your breathing or, you know, following your breathing. Counting breathing is too tedious. So maybe better to just to follow breathing. This is easier. You know. And less disturbance in our practice. This is just doesn't make any sense. The point is, you know, one after another, inhaling and exhaling, you have to take care of, you know, the breathing in and out. Just as a mother may watch a baby. If a baby smiles, mother may smile. If a baby cries, mother will worry. Oh. That kind of, you know, cross relationship. To be one with your practice is the point. I'm not talking about anything, you know, new. Same old things. I'm sorry. But I was very much impressed, you know, this morning when he was giving you accent. I wish you could understand Japanese, but you don't. But I think you must have felt some feeling from his talk. various rules we have here, you know. Maybe like some I think maybe like some machine gun looking glass. Do you know the machine gun looking glass? There are many dynamics. It is easier to see something, you know, where the target is. And it is for the teacher, of course, you know, to of course it is so. But you know, it is for the student to work on it, to work on something more carefully. When you want to work on something more carefully, naturally you will count. And naturally you want to figure out how to work on it. That is just lying on your machine gun looking glass. I don't know what how you call it, but they have it. If you see the movie, you know. It goes in that way. And they are using that glass in that way. It is just to help your practice for teachers and for students. It is not something actual. Actual relationship between teacher and student is this. Hi, how are you? But this is, too direct and too much. So we have to have looking glass and you. Through it, we need something between us. We are, if we are too close with each other, we cannot see. But we can feel. But, you know, if we feel too much, too close, it doesn't make any sense. We cannot help each other. So, we need some distance. So, the rules will give us some distance between teacher and disciple. So, because of the distance, a student may have some freedom in his activity. And teacher will find out how to help him. If you, when you pray something, if you are too close, you cannot pray again. Only when you have some distance between you, you can pray something. You have some freedom. If students do not have any freedom, teacher cannot tell what actually what he wants to do and what kind of instruction he needs. Only when he see from distance, teacher can help him. Something to restrict your freedom, rather to give you freedom to behave and to act in your own way. And teacher, without criticizing him, and knowing him, knowing a student, what really they want to do. Or what kind of mistake they have. And teacher may help him more meaningful and helpful. It is, for instance, it is something when you want to know whether this water is too much sugar, your coffee is too much sugar, too little, you stay that, or too strong or too weak. It is necessary to do something on, you know, coffee or on what you do. We should act on it. You know. That is rules. By rules we know what kind of experience you need, or what kind of help you need. So background or our rules is based on also a warm, kind mind. So it is not so important to follow the rules, you know, literally. But within the rule, you should, you know, try hard. And sometimes, if you don't feel so good, you should try to break it. You should do something like that. Oh no. Then we will know, you know, what is wrong with him, you know. Maybe his tongue is not so great. Or today, he lost his temper. That is also gives us some help. You know. So you are pretty free within our rules. But if you so when you practice our way, our rules are very well organized and very words doesn't come up. Anyway, it is very good for students and for us. That is actually Tassajara life. And that is why we make our rules stricter and stricter. You know. Don't misunderstand us. You know. If your, you know, practice improves, you know, we have to know about your practice more, you know, carefully. So we must have very, you know, small, very fine, more lines on it anyway, so that we can measure exactly. If your practice improves, more exact, you know, grass is necessary. You may think, you know, Tassajara became more and more rigid and strict. And what will be? What will happen to us after all? Nothing happens. You are used to you. You have big freedom. You know. But your practice will be improved. Very rough. And when your practice improves, you have good control over your everyday life. When you have good control of your desires and everyday life, then you will have big freedom from everything. That is the goal of our practice. for peace and for rain. And thanks. Thank you very much. And I have to go. I have to leave you this afternoon. Take care of your practice. Take good care of practice and to be very kind with yourself.